on Sports Talk 980.
You know, a lot of people say the deal is done, but if that be the case, then people, I mean, the people that we've been in battles with here and fought with and or fought together, really, to bring on the Big East, you know, the Syracuses, the Boston Colleges, and the Miamis, yeah, I mean, they tell us they haven't made their decision. So that's what I believe. I think when it's all said and done, you get all the facts on the table. I think there's more facts to say, hey, the Big East should stay just the way it is, and let's go on with college football, and that's what I firmly believe is going to happen.
Frank Beamer, ladies and gentlemen, head coach of Virginia Tech, here on the John Thompson Show a few weeks ago, voicing his concerns about the separations that are occurring between the Big East and the ACC. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Dr. Charles Steger, Virginia Tech president. And Dr. Steger, welcome to the show, and I certainly do appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be invited.
Thank you very much. Dr. Steger, can you shed some light on just exactly what is going on right now?
Well, the Big East president sent a letter today to the ACC presidents asking if they would take a little time to consider the impacts of what they're working through and have an opportunity for us to sit down and see if we could work through a way that would maintain the vitality of both conferences. The ACC is a fine conference, and we want to ensure that the Big East also has a bright future.
Well, I don't think the ACC is too much concerned about whether the Big East is going to have a future. I can tell you that right now.
Well, you know, we're trying.
Now, let me ask you another question that I've been a little bit irritated with. And tomorrow we have NCAA President Miles Brand coming on the show. And I'm curious to ask him, why has the NCAA not interfered with this, intervened, gotten in, tried to mediate? I don't want to hear what their domain is. For the good of everybody that is involved, why have they not gotten in and tried to soften this blow some?
Well, I think that, you know, they wouldn't necessarily or be appropriate for them to prescribe the solution, but they could certainly convene a meeting where the key issues could be discussed. I think that would be a helpful thing for them to do.
Well, Dr. Steger, it seems like Miles Brand is almost waiting for a mailed, sealed invitation. Your governor, Mark Warner, had tried to get a little more effort out of the NCAA, and Miles Brand responds by saying the regress from Governor Warner is understandable. However, this office has no authority to intervene in the autonomy of institutions to determine their conference alignment, nor is there any historical precedent to do so. Nonetheless, I stand ready to provide whatever help members of the two conferences would request, including third-party mediation, provided an invitation to do so was forthcoming from all parties. It seems like he's waiting for all this to get done and doesn't want to get a conflict involved where I think it's crying out for somebody to step in who has some authority.
Yeah, well, I can't speak for all the Big East presidents at this point, although my general sentiment is that we would be receptive to agreeing to an appropriate forum to discuss this, because if this happens, you're going to have impacts cascading across intercollegiate athletics all through America.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a lot of unanticipated consequences that people haven't thought through.
Dr. Steger, have you guys spent any time going through a, quote, plan B? I mean, with your muscle football program, which is so dominant and has so much promise, should this go in effect the way the ACC would like to have it go, what do you do?
Well, we've been doing a little internal thinking, but we have not, discuss things with other schools, because we want to be very upfront and open with all of our colleagues when we do that. But we do believe that that we'll have to develop some plans. Right now, we're focusing on trying to ask the ACC folks to think about this carefully. They don't have to make this decision today. And I think there may be some options that none of us have thought of. You know, I feel a particular obligation to our players who we recruited. We've been in 10 successive bowl games. A lot of them go on to the NFL, and I feel a real obligation to ensuring that they have some bright career prospects. I feel very strongly about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Dr. Charles Steger, president of Virginia Tech University, here with us on the John Thompson Show, Sports Talk 980. President Steger, can you share with us, supposedly you guys were having a meeting with Donna Shalala from University of Miami.
Right.
Can you share with us some of the things that went on?
Well, we'd met with President Shalala to try to, you know, be sure we understood her point of view in this whole thing. And she outlined her concerns. We asked her if it would be possible to come back and, you know, make a proposal to address some of the concerns that she had. But it was a very cordial and professional meeting. But when I left, I did not leave with great optimism about Miami staying in the Big East, I guess would be my conclusion.
I hear you. Now, let me ask you. Virginia Tech is among five Big East schools suing
right.
Miami and Boston College.
Right.
Can you shed some light on that tactic, please?
Well, we feel that if the schools leave together, that there are some very significant consequences to us. And I'll just give you one example, is the potential loss of the BCS bid. But it affects all kinds of other things in terms of the value of the upcoming television contracts, et cetera. So these damages are real. The state of Connecticut spent over $90 million building a stadium for UConn so they could meet the requirements to get into the Big East. Other schools, including Virginia Tech, have made significant investments planning on this. And each of the Big East presidents sits on the governing council of the Big East Conference, and we feel that when you have that role, you have a fiduciary responsibility to act for the benefit of the collective good. And we're concerned that that may not have always been the case.
Is Virginia on your side?
I think Virginia has been doing everything they can to help us, and I genuinely appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just ask you this. Is this thing too much about money and not enough about education and athletics?
Well, certainly the money is an increasing factor in it, and I think that when we... One reason I think we need to think about it carefully is we need to think about the welfare of our players who have to travel, and if this thing goes through increasing distances, how many classes they're going to miss, things like that. You know, it's only 1.5% or so of our players make it into the NFL, and I think we have a real obligation, to say the least, to ensure that those players who graduate and go on and leave the university leave with a set of educational skills that enable them to be successful in life. So I think there are a lot of other factors than just money that ought to be considered.
We're talking with Dr. Charles Steger, the president of Virginia Tech University, as he joins us here on the John Thompson Show, Sports Talk 980. I apologize, Dr. Steger, if this sounds like a cynical question, but if your counterpart, Chancellor John Castine at the University of Virginia and his athletic directors had had their way when they lobbied the ACC to include you into the to the Atlantic Coast Conference, how would you have felt then? How would you have come down if you had been extended an invitation as opposed to, say, Boston College to join Miami and Syracuse in making the jump?
Well, I think the key thing is that we have been very open about the fact that we thought that Virginia Tech would be a good fit for the ACC. Of course, as you know, we didn't get an offer, but I think the key is that it's been we would have presented it to our colleagues in the Big East very openly and on the table, and I don't know, you know, I don't want to speculate on what didn't happen, but a lot of it is in how the whole process has unfolded.
That's a very honest answer.
Right.
Doc, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
When you look at this thing, how do you see it playing out? I mean, to me, this has gone on a long period of time. It's been a lot of talking, but I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel right now.
Well, I mean, I hope that we can find a way to sit down with the ACC presidents. I know many of them and have known them for a number of years. I'm not sure that any one person knows all the facts that have, all the activities that have gone on at this point in time. So I'd like to focus on finding some constructive solution to this. At present, I really couldn't predict how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you another question that we've been frustrated about. Has there been imposed a gag order on Big East schools, because you're the first person from the Big East that we've been able to get on the air to even give any kind of explanation of what's going on. And I find that extremely strange that somebody would not come on and just give an interpretation of how it affects the schools, make the public aware of it, at least to try to get the public to react to this thing. But has there been some kind of a gag order?
No, there hasn't been any to my knowledge. In fact, I know a number of the other presidents have been interviewed on various stations around the country.
Well, I tell you what, they must just don't like me, Doc.
Well, we like you
personally. I tell you that, because I haven't been. We've been calling Trangisi. We've been even the people over at Georgetown. I haven't even been able to get the athletic director over there to say anything.
Right.
He's my buddy. I thought maybe y'all were going to come out and hit him with a left hook from down low somewhere.
The women's programs, too. I mean, the women's programs would be considerably have impacted with this, too. What thought has been given to that?
Well, I'm not sure enough thought has been given to it, quite honestly. That's another reason why we think, you know, we don't have to make this decision today. We ought to look through what all the options are, and maybe there's a way that both conferences can deal with their particular problems.
Doc, let me ask you this before I let you go, and I certainly do appreciate your time. Were you encouraged by their not taking a vote yesterday in the ACC? Do you see that as some people coming on your side and maybe coming to some sanity and saying that although this is good for us, it's not good for college athletics?
Well, I like to think that there are some discussions going on that are raising some of the issues that we've talked about today that will be beneficial and they're reaching the right decision.
Dr. Seeger, one last thing.
Yes,
if we get down to the nuts and bolts of it, it looks like the University of Virginia could be holding the key to this whole thing.
Right.
If we assume that North Carolina and Duke are voting against, everybody else is voting for, and it does seem like John Castine has at least been open to the other possibilities because of yourself and because of Governor Warner. If that is the case, what is the next step? Do you have to go full court press on trying to see if you can get Virginia to be the ultimate swing vote in this?
Well, I know, as I say, Virginia has been, you know, our advocate in the beginning of this because we've said we thought we would be a good school to be considered by the ACC, and they've done everything that they can, and I know that there are a lot of other issues on the table, but John Castine has been a friend of mine for many years, and I trust that he'll do what he believes is right.
Does this concern you that Governor Warner and a lot of other people will interfere in things that conferences ordinarily should and have been running themselves, but as a result of this thing going a little haywire, you're going to start to get a lot of interference from politicians? The NCAA's role may be redefined, even though Miles Brand doesn't want to admit it. That is a part of his responsibility if this thing is going astray.
Well, if you look at, you know, just the sports programs of the University of Virginia and Virginia Tech, we are a significant factor in the economic life of Virginia, with, you know, particularly where we are. And I think the governor would like to see the vitality of both of those programs kept in place, and he's really acting on behalf of the citizens of Commonwealth.
President Steger, I certainly do appreciate, you know, you coming on, and even though you tell me that other folks are talking, I sure wish I could find some of them. And I respect your frankness and how you answered the questions. But good luck, and
all
I
right,
hope
sir.
This thing works
Thank
out.
You.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Dr. Charles Steger, ladies and gentlemen, who is the president of Virginia Tech here on the John Thompson Show, Sports Talk 980. You know, I like that answer he gave you about the ACC. Didn't you think so, Doc? I mean, he said, that's what you want. You want to hear a bunch of bull.
Right.
You want to find out what's going on. I respect him for that. Now we're going to Bram. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.